So, hello from PeerIndB. My name is Stefan. Let's start with a short show of hands. Who of you updated their PeerIndB record within the last 6 months? It's quite a lot, but not enough, I guess. So today we will talk a little bit about why your internet exchange, why your network, or why your facility should be listed at PeerIndB. We will take a short look into PeerIndB's data, because that's what you're interested for if you listed at PeerIndB. I'll give you a short update on what's new at PeerIndB and how you can support PeerIndB. So today I will not talk about our usual introduction about PeerIndB, how to use it, because Arnold already did that and gave a workshop on Saturday, on Sunday, I guess, Sunday. So you should already know how to use PeerIndB. But for those of you who never heard of PeerIndB DB before, what is PeerIndB? PeerIndB is actually a nonprofit organization that helps you manage your data about your facilities, your network, and your internet exchanges in one place. And it makes it easier for other people to find your resources online. And, it actually helps other people set up connections to your networks more easily, because all the information you need to have an interconnection, a private network interconnect, appearing with other networks, all the information you need to set that up is already in PeerIndB. And you can use PeerIndB to configure your routers, to configure your networks without human interaction. What it basically does, it uses all the information you see here, like the AS number, the IRR macros, the session limits for IPv4 prefixes, IPv6 prefixes, and it gives you all the information you need, like peering IPs from the certain internet exchanges of one AS network you want to peer with. So in this example, if you want to have a peering with Microsoft at DKIX in Hamburg, you'll find the peering IPs for IPv4 and IPv6 in the database, and you can fetch that data manually or via API, and you can set up your sessions at your routers without even speaking to Microsoft about details and exchanging IPs and so on. So PeerIndB, how does it work? We do have four committees at PeerIndB. So there's the admin committee. Those are mainly the people you already talk day to day. That's people like me, Arnold and Harold. Data. So they take care of your tickets. They answer your requests. So if you ever have a question about PeerIndB, if you have trouble with PeerIndB and you send an email to support, those other guys who sit in the admin committee, there are people operating the PeerIndB in the background to operate the servers. There's the outreach committee. Those are the people who make Twitter posts, who make those presentations and so on. And there's the product committee. That's one thing we will talk later about. Those are the guys who develop the features of the PeerIndB, and they accept your input to get it running into PeerIndB. So let's take a look at PeerIndB's data, actually. So I collected all the data we have under PeerIndB. And the interesting thing is we do have about 302 facilities in all the German-speaking countries. And it comes for no surprise that most of the facilities are in Germany, because why not? So, and we do have a lot of networks per country. And you see there that Germany has about 369 registered networks. And this number is a bit vague, because a network in PeerIndB doesn't have a country. So you usually have an organization in PeerIndB, and you say, OK, I'm in Germany, and I have this in this networks, and this is how I collected this data. So we know about 369 networks in Germany you can peer with. We do have these numbers for Austria, Switzerland, Luxembourg, too. The most stunning fact about this is those numbers are pretty low, because if you compare that to the data we have in RIPE, you see there's there's a huge gap. So for Germany, for example, you have 369 networks at PMDB, but we know about 2,700 networks who are registered at RIPE for Germany. And that's about 2,100 networks appearing in the routing tables. So there's lots of networks missing for each of the countries who are represented here today at DNARC, and that's the reason why we always give these talks at conferences. So we are missing a lot of data into PMDB, and lots of you probably don't have PMDB records, or they didn't manage or update their records. So if you have time, take a chance and put up your resources into PMDB. If you look at IXPs, we do know about 44 IXPs in those four countries I mentioned earlier. Germany is still leading here. And if we take a look at Germany, we know about 195 data centers alone in Germany. And yeah, it's no surprise, Frankfurt is the biggest region we have data centers in. But the good news is, if you don't want to go for Frankfurt because you want some redundancy, you have options. So there's Düsseldorf, Berlin, Bremen, and Hamburg, Nuremberg, and Munich, who are the more larger cities who have data centers. And then there are lots of smaller cities you can get. So if you want to grow your network and you don't want to go to Frankfurt, just take a look at the data you find in PMDB. You might find some options that are more interesting, and yeah, helps to have more cities and more redundancies in your networks. By the way, this is data that's public, so you can use the API or just query the PMDB, search for networks or search for data centers, and you will get the same results. If you take a look at Hamburg, because we are at Hamburg today, you see we know about 11 data centers in Hamburg. I don't know them all. So there might be some smaller ones, or there are even data centers who don't have any members. But you see, it's a good split. We do have some larger players, and we do have some smaller players. And I didn't add those numbers, for example, IPHH, and added IPHH 2 and 3 together. So those are all the data centers you find in Hamburg. And you do have options if you don't want to go to GlobalConnect. You can go to eShell, to IPHH, and so on. We do have two IXPs in Hamburg. The results here are pretty good, because it's not like we have one big player and one really, really small one. So I gave this talk about 1 week ago in Austria, Wien, and Vienna. And in Vienna, we do have the Vienna Internet Exchange, who is really big, and then there are just really, really small ones. In Hamburg, the results are much better. So we do have some redundancy. One IXP fails, the other can probably take good amounts of traffic here in Hamburg. So to come to what's new at PMDB, we do have some good progress in translations, and translations are really important. So if you speak another language than English or German and want to help to translate the PMDB in a different language, please help us. It's important for countries where people do not speak English. We really need this information to get the community going. We will have some more fixes coming in the next update. IP address validation, for example, if you add an IP address for your networks, we will check if that's in the region for the IXP and so on. Next releases will have lots of backlog issues fixed, so we concentrate on getting backlog issues fixed. We're working on getting the IXF importer back into production, so that if you never heard of that, we pull data from the IXPs. We can check if the IPs you entered in your network are valid, if you really have that IP in your IXP, and so on. And there's a working group in operation right now. That's the data ownership working group. What they do is they talk about who owns the data in PMDB, because if there are records where many parties are involved, it's not easy to know who owns this data. And if you ever had the situation where you wrote an email to us and asked to change this or that for network, at your facility, at your ISP or whatever, and we said, no, that's not in our guidelines, that not that's not how we think a record should look like, and you think you that's not right. I mean, you want to help grow PMDB with features and data, and you feel like there should be some changes. You might take a look into this data ownership working group. So I'm going to skip a little bit because we're short on time. Some better update for you is we do have a dedicated product manager right now. So this is Phyllis. If you ever see Phyllis at a conference, she's not here today. But if you are missing a feature in PMDB or you have some idea about things you should have in PMDB that you ever wanted to have, talk to her and she will add it to a list and we will discuss if that is important. And something more, we do have a PMDB shirt store right now. So if you ever wanted to have PMDB socks, shirts, hoodies, or whatever, go to that link and you can order that. The good news is we don't make any profit off those shirts. So we sell them at cost and you can support PMDB by showing off that you're a user of it. And of course, you can sponsor PMDB. So if you're one of the networks who say you can only have a ping with us if you have a PMDB record and you heavily rely on PMDB data, please think about supporting PMDB because there are already lots of IXPs and ISPs and facilities doing that. But we all need your help to get PMDB growing and to have the right amount of money to operate it and so on. If you need more information, there are the links. Of course, this presentation will be available to every one of you. That's it.
So thank you very much, Stefan. Any questions?
And just one remark, Stefan. So you said there were only 369 networks in Germany which are in PMDB. There are way more. There are 769.
This is very good.
It's not that bad, as you said.
Okay, it's not that bad, but it could be much better.
Thank you, Arnold. Good. Thank you again, Stefan.
Yeah.